listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
As if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? He kept my enemies away, let the sun shine through my cloudy day.
Eternal Father and ever God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your blessing. Pray, O God, for this radio program today. Pray for each and every one of our listeners, O God. We pray that you will touch them in a special way and give them direction, give them deliverance by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Once again, we are on the air, praise God, from the Joy of Living Fellowship Center at 455 North Haverhill Road in West Palm Beach, Florida. Praise God, that address is just between Belvedere and Southern Boulevard. Praise God, the zip code is 33415. Praise God, and the phone number is 561-712-0182. We also have a website, praise God, which is www.joyoflivingfellowshipchurch.org. That's www.joyoflivingfellowshipchurch.org. Praise God, we truly hope and trust that you will visit the website and be blessed. And at this time, I would like to present to you our speaker for today in person of Bishop E. Douglas. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord, and let me welcome each and every one of you, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God. This month we have a very special topic, and compassion, praise the Lord. And we want to share with you our Jesus Christ and compassion. And this lady that was a widow, praise the Lord, we know that there are many widows out there that is going through, but we want to pray that God will touch you and bless your life in a special way. Let me give you the scripture this morning. It's taken from the book of Luke chapter 7 verse 12. And he said, now when Jesus came nigh to the gates of Jerusalem, praise the Lord, behold, there was a man who was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Praise the Lord, because he was dead. Praise the Lord. And Jesus have compassion and this widow. Praise the Lord. And this morning we want to encourage you that if you know that somebody is going through, you must have compassion in them. Praise the Lord. Jesus have compassion in this lady. Praise God. And there was much people with her trying to comfort her. Praise the Lord. And they were trying to do their best to comfort her, Praise the Lord, but when Jesus see what she was going through, and he had compassion in her, praise God, and he stopped the bearing, praise the Lord, and pray that God will bring life back to the young man, praise the Lord, and Jesus raised him back to life, praise God. And this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we want to tell that whatever you're going through, Jesus Christ can have deliverance in your life, praise the Lord. So may God continue to bless you and strengthen you, regardless of the situation that you're going through. Praise the Lord, I will be coming back to pray with each and every one of you. Praise the Lord, but at this time we must go back to our moderator. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word today. Praise God. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It tells us the power that we have in Jesus Christ and what he can do for us if we serve him sincerely. Praise God. The order for our services are Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Bible prayer meeting, And Friday night, we have Bible studies at 7:30 p.m. Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday school, and 11 o'clock in the morning, morning worship, praise God. And 7:30 p.m. in the evening, we have special service where we all take part in serving the Lord. Praise God. We also have the adoption service and fostering available through the One Church, One Child program, a government program. Praise God. Not any phony. Praise God. You can call the number and you will receive more information how to go about doing this. Praise God. The number that I will give you now is our pastor's phone number, 561-723-9902. And the church number is 561-712-0182. My number is 561-253-4722. Again, my name is Evangelist I. Douglas. We truly hope and trust that you will take the time, praise God, to give us a call, praise God, or drop us a line. We also have counseling available for those who are having trouble, praise God, in your marriage or with your children. Praise God, we have counseling available. You can reach us at the numbers that I gave you. Praise God. And it's time I would like to sing another verse of the song. Praise God. Truly we know that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, many times we would have fallen out by the way. But because the Lord is on our side, we are standing today. Shall we bless the Lord? Praise God. Be blessed, as I sing the verse, the last verse. For the Lord on my side.
Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to pray with you at this time. Praise God. And for those of you that are going through, as we look to the Lord this morning, we know that many of you, many are in the nursing home, in the group home, in the hospital, and some are even going through operation. But we know that God is able to touch your life and to bless you in a special way. Praise the Lord. So let us pray. Eternal Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for that grandmother that's going through, that grandfather that's going through. We pray for their children, Lord. We pray for their grandchildren. We pray for everyone that's mourned, that you will reach out and touch them in a special way, that they will come to know you as their personal Savior. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, and you want to make a right about turn and start serving God, all you have to do is ask him to come into your heart and into your life. He will touch your life and bless you in a special way. Your life will never be the same again, because God loves you. He loves you in a special way. And I want to let you know that we love you too. And as we pray together, we look into that God will continue to bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like you to send your prayer requests. Praise the Lord. And for those of you can send a donation to help with this ministry, that will be a great asset to us. May God continue to bless you and strengthen you as you go from day to day. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
His face.